This week, the Live at Library Park Summer Concert Series in Litchfield resumes, and it will be featuring artist Jason Stowe McElroy, who has already played at one of these events. I'm pleased to be joined today by Jason Stowe McElroy and Sarah Wagner, who is the tourism coordinator with the City of Litchfield. Thank you both for joining me today. And I know last week wasn't technically part of the Live in Library Park, but you still had a concert last week with Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters in Litchfield.
Yes, the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce and Allscripts sponsored Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters with the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce Party in the Park. It was a very fun concert. I got to go and listen and dance. It was a lot of fun.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
They've made their way around the area, so I imagine a lot of people in this area are familiar with them.
Yeah, everybody really seemed to enjoy. I had a lot of dancing partners, so it was fun.
That's awesome. Well, we've got Jason in today. Like I said, he's played at this event once before. Actually, he kicked off the summer concert series. You were the very first Live in Library Park artist.
Yes.
How did that go for you?
It went great. There was a great response, and I got to talk to a lot of people I haven't seen for a while, so it was a great night.
And you'll be playing this Thursday, which is July 27th. Concerts begin at 6 p.m., is that right?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember.
Concerts are 6 to 8 p.m. in Library Park. For those of you who are not familiar with Litchfield, that's 400 North State Street on the corner of Union Avenue and State Street.
And tell us again, for those who may have missed your concert or missed our interview with you before, what kind of music you typically play during these shows?
Well, I play a variety of styles. Mostly it's folk music with country influences, reggae influences, blues influences, and I play a lot of my own songs, as well as songs by Johnny Cash, The Grateful Dead, Bob Dylan, Marshall Tucker Band, and various others.
But your influences go far beyond the style of music you play.
Most definitely, yeah. Most definitely. I even played some heavy metal whenever I was when I was a lot younger.
And you play some of your own stuff as well.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I've been writing since, I was seventh grade or so. I'm 45, so it's been quite a while ago. But yes, I do enjoy writing. I've been doing a lot of writing recently as well.
Sounds good. Did you want to entertain us with a tune while
you
were here?
Sure, I'd love to.
And before you start playing, if you want to tell us what you are going to play, what song? And
This is a newer song that I wrote. It's called Holding On to Hope. And it's a song, basically a love song,
okay,
with some regret and some hope. I'm holding on to hope here at the end of my rope. I'm holding on to you. I'm holding on to the words we said, the sweet whispers of love. I'm holding on to the plans we've made, knowing you are enough to keep me smiling for the rest of my days. Girl, I know it's true. I'm holding on to hope here at the end of my road. I'm holding on to you. I'm holding on to the laughter we've shared when your hand was in mine. I'm feeling regret for words I've said that were so unkind. I should have been lifting you up. Instead, I made you blue. I'm holding on to hope here at the end of my rope. I'm holding on to you. Well, I'm holding on to hope here at the end of my rope. I'm holding on to you.
Well done. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
No problem. And you wrote that?
Yes. I've just recently written that song.
Okay. So it's just a preview. Have you played it? Have you played that one for people yet?
I have played it out one time.
Okay. A lot of people may have missed that opportunity, so that gives people a chance to come out and check it out.
Most definitely.
Very nice. So come out to the Live in Library Park Summer Concert Series this Thursday, July 27th at Library Park in Litchfield for Jason Stowe McElroy, or Jason McElroy, or Jason if you know him really well. And there are, as with all of these concerts, Sarah, there is food and refreshments available.
That's correct. Matt Chandler is bringing out his Sweet Addictions booth every week. He offers hot sandwich, or what many of us need in the hot summer months are ice cream and snow cone. So he brings hot and cold treats out. The downtown businesses will be open, or I should say select downtown businesses will be open. So make sure you patron those. Come out, enjoy some live music in Library Park. For a full concert series listing, make sure you log on to visitlitchfield.com/events, visitlitchfield.com/events, and you can make sure you print off a copy and not miss a single concert.
Sure, absolutely. And Jason, for those who would like more information on you, where can they find that out at?
Anyone can get a hold of me on Facebook at Jason Stowe McElroy Music. Sounds I have good. Some... things coming up in the near future, so log on and see what's going on and come see me play.
You have your calendar of events available online?
Most definitely.
Awesome. And Sarah, you've had some pretty good weather for this summer concert series. Did you expect that?
That's right. Mother Nature and I coordinate on the weather. She keeps the air at a perfect temperature for us.
Well, maybe you need to do this all the time throughout the year. Never stop with this.
That's right. Yes, everybody come out so we don't ever have to stop.
It's very nice seeing all the children, all the families.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been nice. I've made it to a couple of the other ones.
It definitely is. I think Jason nailed it. It's a good atmosphere for families, for date nights, for starting your weekend off. It's just a really nice evening, Thursday night evening.
Yeah, because sometimes there's that Thursday in the summer, some people are starting their weekend, so it's
absolutely.
Like, what do I do?
Absolutely.
Go to Litchfield.
Now you have something to do on your Thursday evenings.
Sounds good. Was there anything else either of you wanted to mention about either about you, Jason, or the summer concert series?
I just wanted to thank Litchfield for supporting their local musicians and the arts. It means a lot to the music community, and it's very much appreciated.
Absolutely, because there are quite a few local artists that may not have the platform to showcase what the talents that they have, and this certainly is that opportunity.
Absolutely, and we hope to see everybody out there.
All right, sounds good. Thanks again for joining us, and good luck with everything moving forward. Jason, this won't be your only other opportunity. You're on the schedule again, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on the schedule August 24th.
Thanks again, guys, for coming in, and again, good luck going forward.
Thanks, David.
Thank you so much.